Well, look, let's take this conversation to one of the key issues. Sterling traders grappled with every twist and turn, didn't they, when it came to the Brexit saga, late night parliamentary sessions, huge volatility, capital flows. Is that over? Joining us now is Juan Perez, senior FX trader and strategist at Tempus, a man who closely watches sterling. Look, will this year's trade negotiations see the same kind of volatility that we saw last year? Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I don't think it's over necessarily. I think from an outside perspective for us, we do have to see exactly where these talks are going to go in the transition period. Ultimately, what it looks like to us is a big hectic because perhaps the separation is now official, but moving forward, the talks will be about competition. Ultimately, the United Kingdom and the Leave movement succeeded because they said this will be key to self-determination for Britain moving forward when it comes to doing other trade deals and doing things their way. So in these talks, we are afraid that, of course, the unprecedented nature of everything that is happening, and of course that it's only 11 months, which certainly the European side has been very concerned about. We are doubtful that things will be just resolved and we'll have a deal within the next 11 months. We think that there is a chance for another delay to happen. We'll see if Boris Johnson will be pressured into making that decision. But we do see the pound as volatile, and certainly we can see downward swings because the economy is not guaranteed to necessarily grow, as we heard from the Bank of England. So we are afraid that this transitionary period may be difficult.
Well, Juan, in that context, you know, if you put two of these new 50p's together, what would the pound be like, say, in 6 months' time? Do you have a call on where you see it in that context?
Well, I think that what we and we predicted this through the through our narrative at Tempus when we were forecasting what was happening in 2019, we did see the pound improving, which it did, because a lot of the fears and doubts in that Theresa May gridlock kind of disappeared. So we do feel that as easy as it was for the pound to rise in the 130s, it's easy for it to go towards the mid-120s, especially towards 126, 127, because of that uncertainty, if indeed 11 months will be enough to get all the parallels necessary for regulations and industries to move forward in a healthy and amicable way.
Indeed. So, Juan, we're going to speak to you, no doubt, throughout this year about sterling. Juan Perez, senior FX trader and strategist at Tempus, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, remember, the currency is 25% below the highs that we saw in 2000. The question is, can we get back to pre-recession levels of sterling? That's going to be one big issue.